Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When I go to Sacramento, I will pump up Sacramento.
Turner Sparks just got married and has moved home to America after 12 years living in China. Sir Michael Ira Kaplan has two kids, a wife, a job, and has spent his entire life in the USA. Neither one can figure their country out. This is Lost in America.
All right, everybody, welcome to Lost in America, episode 71. My name's Turner Sparks in China.
Are you sure you don't know where you are? I'm Michael Kaplan, and I'm positive I'm in New York City.
On the podcast today, Happy Chinese New Year, everybody, the year of the dog. On the pod today,
we have
Misha Han, who comes every year now. He's a regular. This is a yearly tradition to get Misha Han
Chinese. He's like the Dick Clark or the Ryan Seacrest of this pod.
He is.
Rings in the new year for us.
And this year, we're stepping it up a notch because he's Chinese-American. It turned out he knew nothing about Chinese New Year. So we're stepping it up a notch with an actual Chinese person. My wife, Ye, is on the pod as well. So it's a roundtable discussion about Chinese New Year, about China. We're going to figure it all out once and for all. But before all that.
Yeah. But we shouldn't really figure it all out because we want to do it again next year. So we'll get a little closer. But
that's true. That's true. We can't 100% figure it out or else the
no.
The holidays
and
are.
And then we're going to have to come up with a new. They don't have to do like a Valentine's episode or something. I don't know.
Screw that. We're not doing that. Cap.
All right.
But we have a big announcement before we get to all that. First of all, thank you
ding,
for
ding,
everyone.
Ding.
My shows, that tour, the China tour, the Asia tour is over. March 3rd, I will be in Philadelphia. Come on out to Philly, the city of brotherly love, the city of Kaplan. I'll be in Philly. Come get tickets to that.
The city's finally survived from the Super Bowl, being trashed for the Super Bowl, and now it's in rebuilding.
Exactly. We're rebuilding. It's like Katrina. We're rebuilding Philly as we speak. But also, beyond that, so that's February. That's March 3rd. But March 14th, Cap, this involves you.
I think Syracuse, what's that, like the playing games NCAA tournament or something?
No. Stand Up New York wants us back.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not sure. They said, we want you back. Live podcast at Stand Up New York, Lost in America. We're doing it again, March 14th.
Wait, do I have to go or can I just in the audience this time?
You can Skype in.
All right. Yeah, I'm very comfortable calling in. Actually, I'll call in like this.
Yeah, you're right. Now that we figured out this call-in material, maybe you can just call in. No, you're coming, Cap. You're going to be there. And this is what I got to say. Everyone listening, you better be there live because no guarantees that this audio turns out good. You heard the last one. That audio was garbage. And if it turns out garbage
honestly,
again.
The best stuff we had was in the worst audio moment, so you didn't even hear it. It was lost to history.
Exactly. So no complaining. Just be there. All these listeners complaining that, sorry, the audio was bad. Well, be there live because the people who were there live, they loved it.
Yeah, the audio was great in the room.
Exactly.
Everyone came up to me. They were like, it wasn't very funny, but I could hear you really well,
all
that really matters.
People kept
audio.
Great sound system. They love the stand-up New York sound system. So get your tickets for that. March 14th, we will be announcing the guests pretty soon here. But March 14th. Stand Up New York, go to standupny.com, standupny.com. Also, it'll be on our website and all that kind of stuff. Tickets are on sale now.
Yeah. Don't wait. This is going to sell out.
This is going to sell out. Cap, should we get to Lost in America? Oh, wait. Amazon.
It's still an app.
Amazon's still doing its thing.
Now they're solving healthcare now. I don't know if you heard. So
get your healthcare through Amazon.
They rolled out a big healthcare solution. I didn't pay attention to the details, but they're on it. So
listen, they're taking over the world. Most people think it's evil, but guess what? Either get in or get out, and we're getting in, so give us a taste if you're going to go through Amazon. If you're going to buy on Amazon, first go to lostinamericapod.com, click that weird banner in the top right-hand corner, that advertisement, that'll take you back to Amazon, do your regular shopping. A percentage of that comes to the show, and everybody hits. All right, should we get to Lost in America?
So let's get to it. No time like the present.
Bye. All right, we're back. Cap, you were lost in America this week. What's going on?
Yeah, well, I'm filling a little I'm going to tie up a loose end. I mentioned last week that I had a big meeting to get to, big town hall.
Yes.
And I didn't know what to expect. Yeah, a big town hall in my neighborhood about the future of schools. And I didn't know what to expect. Have you ever attended a town hall? You've never gotten involved in any sort of
No town, no halls. But give us a little background, a quick background, just so we remember what's going on.
Yeah, so just a refresher, they just basically sent out a thing where they were going to basically take, we have too many kids who are younger, too many, so they were basically going to take some of the kindergartners next year and basically send them to a school like 2 miles away.
2 miles.
They take a bus every day, and they basically to incubate it, they call it, because they're going to be opening up a new school for them soon, but it's not ready yet. So that was one thing, and then
to break it down, the basics is they want to take the kindergarten and move it 2 miles away. And this has caused an uproar in Long Island City because people will not travel 2 miles.
Yeah, and combined with the fact that the pre-K, which they've now in New York City, I don't know how it's like in the rest of the country, but they guarantee you universal pre-K, they call it.
For free.
So, for free. But they also were going to basically, because they wanted to create more space in the school, moving it farther away. So
more than
like
2 miles.
A long walk. About 2 miles, or it's a little less, but it depends where
less
you are, of course.
Less than 2 miles, but, okay.
Bottom line is there was a big town hall. There were so many crazy Facebook comments like beforehand that I knew I was walking into something, but I wasn't sure what, because my only real experience with town halls are like from TV shows. Like I was thinking about like Donna Martin graduates kind of thing
of
when they protested at Beverly Hills 90210. Like I was going to make a sign with that. Thinking about like in the movie Hoosiers when like they're going to fire the coach and then like Jimmy comes in and says like coach stays, I play kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm Spartacus. That was a good one.
Yeah. And then The Simpsons does it all the time, like the monorail episode. I was going to like walk in and offer like some great deal.
I find it hilarious. This is like the most American thing of all time that people are protesting that they're going to have to walk 2 miles. They're like, I do not want to exercise. There's no.
Well, no, it's not even walking 2 miles. It's also just sticking your kid on a bus. Or that.
Everyone in America rides a bus to school. That's what growing up is.
Yeah, I rode a bus, but it's in New York City, and these people. So, So I walk in and I see like immediately see like signs everywhere. Yeah, so some guy's got like a black sign that's like "We the People" with a fist, and then like people's like on top of people says "Parents," and I'm like, oh my god.
Wait, like a fist, like the guy, like the Olympian, like the black Olympian in the 1960s.
Yes, pretty much.
And this is a white guy that doesn't want his kid to go to kindergarten 2 miles away.
Yeah,
these people are ridiculous.
Yeah, he was definitely a white guy. There were very few
people
of color.
And this is their struggle. Yeah. They think that they're being oppressed.
Well, there were a lot of like, there's a lot of foreigners in the neighborhood, but they're like, I don't know, they want to feel like Eastern European. they were very upset,
and they're complaining about our bus.
Yeah, well, that was the thing, and I think Randy made this great point. But it's like we know a lot of people who have gotten into like the gifted and talented program. In New York City, where it's like if your kid passed. Remember we talked about in the pod where like Teddy didn't want to take the test last year, refused to take it.
Yes, I remember.
So a lot of people take that and they're very proud of themselves. And when they get in, guess what? They have to take a bus then because they don't have a GNT school in the neighborhood. So people will take a bus if their kids, if they feel like they're getting a. All of a sudden the bus is okay now, that kind of thing. So anyway, I knew just like a couple things about this meeting that I made note of. Like I walked in and I immediately like. While I'm LSD United, I immediately like felt sympathy for this poor superintendent who's running the thing.
Yes.
Because the guy just had that look of a guy. He's like an older, middle-aged dude with like a mustache. And like he just seemed like he looks like a bureaucrat, like a lifelong bureaucrat who's never made like a cheap suit. And like I'm like, these people are not – they're going to be merciless on this guy. He's like trying to like make his presentation, which was like a scripted memo that like his boss probably said, you have to read. And he's reading it, and while he's reading it, people are just screaming at him, like yelling, interrupting him. I've got to get home. You're wasting my time with this nonsense. And I'm like, oh my god, you have to get home. You're the ones who.
Then go home. The entitlement of people is off the charts.
Yeah, there was an incredible amount of entitlement because it was like, and it was also like a lot of like not really understanding what, like people are screaming about like using like any basically. In the moment, you get swept up in it. They're like, I want to, well, there's this retail space that we could use that. It's open. Or like some guys like, I found a lot. Like some guys found like a lot where you could put like trailers because like the preschool uses trailers for classes. And everyone's getting really in like yelling at them. You should be doing this. You should be doing this. It took 10 seconds on Google to come up with this plan. And you morons can't have had months to do this. And But then you like get home and you start thinking like, well, yeah, but what about like the cafeteria? What about gym class? Like if, you know,
yeah,
it's like real
you
school
can't
now.
Just
so
set
like
up
daycare.
A trailer.
Like they do it for pre-K because pre-K is like not real school. Like, but for kindergarten, they start to become like real people. You know, they got to do other stuff. Besides. So, but I don't think people understand that. There was one moment that was amazing where like this woman, cause like it was a lot of yelling, a lot of like, it was like, I would say, I don't know if I talked about it or not, but the whole, I was in the room recently for the Dustin Hoffman, John Oliver square off. Like
you did not mention that on the podcast.
Yeah, it made some news. Google it. Yeah. But that was the most uncomfortable room I've ever been in my life as far as like a live confrontation. This was a close second. It was like, it was a little easier because it was like more than one person fighting, but there was like so much yelling and hostility and just like, you know, I thought they were like out for blood. And then his local politician tried to speak and people were shouting him down. And he's like, and one of the women gets up to she's like, you know, I have a love-hate relationship with you. I love you. And I'm going to still vote for you because I agree with your values. Cause you know, he's like a super liberal. Like that's the thing. We're in a one party situation. There's no, who else that can vote these guys out. Democrats, you know, so, and then this one person gets up there and this one woman gets up there and she's like, starts going on about how she's got two gifted and talented kids and blah, blah, blah schools. And how there's all these problems in the school districts with corruption and sexual assault.
What?
And
is
she's a she starts talking about how she's masters and blah, blah, blah. And then she says something about teaching. She knows Bengali. And then she starts speaking about how they need to open up a Bengali language school in Queens and that she would love to apply for a job there. And that's just as important. She missed the general meeting, and that's just as important as this meeting they're having. So people start booing her and shouting her down, like,
really?
That's not the point of this meeting. And then the guy's like, yeah, you got it. Your 2 minutes is up. You got to go. And this is this white woman who was doing this whole thing, and it was the most amazing thing. Is she's like, really? I can't talk about this now? And everyone starts yelling at her, and she goes, oh, white privilege, and just, like, slinks off and leaves the room.
Wait, why did she say white privilege? She has the white
Because we're a bunch
privilege.
Of white people. She's yelling at us that we're white privilege because we want to talk about our. And she's right. We do have white privilege. That's why we have this meeting. That's the whole thing. Like,
but like, she's white also. Like, white people can white people accuse other people of white privilege?
They, yeah, of course, they can. They do it all the time.
What?
But that's the thing. Like, if like I was starting to think at this point when she said that, I'm like, she's right. This is white privilege, and you know,
of course.
And you want to have white privilege on your side. Like, I said this before, but like, I'm not where stressed when people ask me about the schools in my area. I'm not stressed about it, partly because Teddy's already grandfathered in, so we don't have to worry about any problems. He's already in school. But also because I got all these people, and I'm making fun of them, but they're like a pain in the ass in a good way. Like, they're fighting for shit. I'm just going to sit there. And then I was thinking, like, this poor superintendent and these other, like, one of the guys who's, like, a construction guy, he had a real, like, charming, like, New York, like, solid, like, Queens, like, I don't know how you would like this guy.
Yeah.
And people are yelling at him. And I was thinking, like, would I rather be, like, a superintendent and, like, those, you know, the schools on The Wire? Did you watch The Wire?
Yes, I do.
Or like,
watch
yeah, you know that season when they do the schools and it's like hell on earth to be. Like, would you rather be in like that district where like, yeah, it's hell on earth, but like you're never gonna hear the parents don't complain, the parents don't
Probably.
Even do anything. Like, totally
I was
useless.
Talking to somebody
like,
recently.
They don't even have parents.
Yeah, I was talking to someone recently when I was in New Mexico. This girl at the show, we were talking after with my cousin, and she was saying she's like, yeah. It's a weird, I just moved to this town and it's, adjustment because I used to teach kids with like absentee parents and now I teach kids with parents and like, I don't like it. I want to go back to the absentee parent schools because you don't have to deal with parents.
Yeah. Cause you're not going to deal with, I mean, there's people who are literally yelling at this person about how it's a stupid, these government people are the biggest morons ever. And that they're going to put kids in buses. And what if there's a hurricane and what if there's a terrorist attack? And I was like, what? And it's like, you know, and then they're yelling like our rents are so high in this area. And it's like, they don't understand. Like you don't have to live here. Like,
yeah.
it's like, we're the people in like New Orleans who like live by the levees. And you're like, if everybody moves to an area that doesn't have a lot of schools, you can't be like all pissed off if there's not a lot of schools immediately. Anyway, so that's there's going to be more meetings. The good news is this is the first of many. They're meeting again on Sunday. I'm not going to go to that because I don't go on the weekends. But
yeah,
there's going to be meetings down the road.
Up.
So
I bet you no one shows up because it's a weekend.
Yeah. Well, this is just the parents getting together. They're really into just talking about it. It gives everyone something to do, especially people have jobs,
exactly.
I guess.
Exactly. It's a social event.
It's a social event to complain. I mean, a lot of the people the most active are people I know for a fact who don't have to worry about anything. Their kids are already set. So, like, I mean, God bless them. But I'll keep you in tune of future developments.
All right, we need to know more. But for now, Ints is an app. And
is it? You know, and I saw, by the way, I did think of how, because I saw a lot of people, I didn't want to be rude and start videoing, but I was like, if I Ints this, you know, this could be, and I could tag like Jimmy Van Bramer, the local politician, in it.
You get like 1,000 followers, and then you get the $1,000. Ikram's offering $1,000 to the first person to get 1,000 followers on Ints.
Oh, my God. All right, next meeting I'm going to be there, and I'm going to Ints it, and I'm going to tell everyone, all the parents, about it.
There you go. Ints the whole thing. No one has to show up then. You can Ints, and then if they follow you, they can get the notes.
Right.
Boom.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at that.
There you go.
All right, so Ints, you can get it. It's up to 5-minute voice messages, audio messages, audio, whatever, recordings. And you download Ints in the App Store or wherever you get apps, and you can follow people. It's a social media platform. You can talk to your friends. That's it. Cap, happy Chinese New Year, the year of the dog. My year, I'm the dog. Let's get to Misha Han and Yeah Yeah.
Yeah, let's get to him. All right.
Back with our guest Misha Han and Yeah Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, hey, hey.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy Chinese New Year.
Happy the dog year.
Year of the dog.
Oh boy.
It's your year.
It's my year. I'm year of the dog.
My brother's a dog.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he wearing red underwear?
Red underwear?
Red underwear.
Probably not. He just wears Hanes. This is sponsored by Hanes.
Are you supposed to wear red underwear for happy?
Yeah, you're supposed to wear, well, for, so Turner is dog.
Why is he dog?
Right, that's his dog. No.
I'm the year of
the
dog.
He was born in.
Oh, the year you
were
born.
He was born in the year
symbol.
Of dog. Yeah, okay. It's a zodiac symbol.
China has different years than an animal.
I understand that. I just didn't realize it came back around.
But we're all the way back around to dog. It's been like a quick 12. Quick 12 years.
So it's every 12 years it resets.
The last 12 have flown
so
by.
It goes through a cycle, yeah. So
it can either be a good year for you or a bad year for you. Like
seems
a lucky
those
year.
Are the two options.
There are only two options. Yeah. So to avoid, like to like prevent, like what do you call it? Like to get rid of the bad spirit, you're supposed to wear as much red as possible on your.
On the Chinese New Year?
Just yeah, on your on so.
So Turner right now is wearing lots of red.
Red underwear.
Red underwear.
Oh, red underwear. Well, you don't have to show me. I believe you.
Yeah.
From Old Navy. Shout out.
Old Navy. That's where you get underwear from.
This episode is brought to you by Old Navy.
And Hanes.
Wait, are you supposed to buy it? Yeah, you're supposed to buy it yourself or someone's supposed to buy it for you? The red
I think
underwear?
It's better like your family buy them for you as gifts. And then, underwear is one of the things you're supposed to wear something like really, like just like close to you. So underwear will be one of the options. Or sometimes like girls would... It's a good excuse for them to ask for presents from their husband or boyfriend. Like, this is my year. Can you give me like a gold chain with like a red?
But it has to be red,
something?
Right?
Yeah,
red gold chain.
Red gold chain.
Yeah, no, red like a locket with like connected with the red.
But why aren't they supposed to get them underwear too, or is it not? Because like it's weird. Like, who else is gonna buy you underwear other than I guess?
Well, you can buy yourself, but you know your family can buy like your parents. Yeah.
Yeah. What year are you? What's your zodiac?
Ox or cow.
Okay, so that's like 3 years from now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa, so, Misha.
My brother's an ox, baby.
So I'll be 24.
What year was 1977?
I love it.
So you'll be 24.
You know what year 1977 was? No, I'd have to look it up.
Yeah, that would be. That
it
would
depends
be,
on which month you're born.
October.
October is probably an ox.
I mean, I'm not really good at math.
My brother was born 97 and he's an ox. This is the only reason why I know this.
So you're an ox.
Yeah.
You're both oxes.
No.
No, so you have to be 12
no,
years
old.
They're not 12
old.
Years
old. No,
77,
he's older.
Not 97.
85, 77, Kaplan.
Yeah. 12 years from that would be 89. So.
Yeah, you're right.
And then 12 years would be 2001.
Misha, what are you?
Give me a second.
A monkey.
You're a monkey?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
What was 2013? That would be a way to figure out me.
And don't wait. And Misha, don't you have a sister?
Yeah, I have a sister who's also a monkey.
I thought you said your dad just had a baby.
Well, so that's a. I have a new baby brother.
Hey!
Yeah, so my parents adopt a little girl from China. That's the sister. She's a monkey. And then my dad wanted a third monkey, but then his wife fucked it up and had it like a month too late. So it's whatever, whatever the new one is.
Dog.
No, last year's. Whatever last year's. Shark. What dog is.
Are we no, just rooster, animals? Rooster, rooster.
I'm a snake. I think I'm a snake.
You got snake?
A rooster. Our intern just came running in. I'm a snake.
Told us.
To the intern named Siri?
Yeah. Behind the glass.
Behind the glass. So as the year of the dog, do you have to do anything like, should you like be nice to dogs this year? Do anything with animals? Or
I don't know. Bring pancakes do you guys know? Over? Yeah, do you know what I'm supposed to do? Because I know that, I have to wear red underwear, and then it's going to be my luck. You were telling me it's going to be my lucky year. Like, I should invest a lot of money, right?
It could in be your bad
Bitcoin,
year.
Ethereum.
I feel like she's giving you warning signs. Yeah. Like, it could be a good year or it could be a bad
year.
I know, but so what do I have to do to prevent?
Wear red underwear.
That's it.
That's every all day. You
do? That's easy.
Yeah, that's every all you day? Do. Yeah. Wow. As much as possible.
All right, that's the end of the pod.
All right.
What do I do? What do you do? Is that so? So when the snake ear comes back, I'm supposed to be wearing red underwear.
Yeah.
So I gotta
invest.
A red T-shirt.
Start knitting.
Red socks.
Red socks. Oh, this is gonna.
Has your family
Bulls.
Done
That's
this?
That's just what you gotta do. No, I have no idea what she's talking.
You've never
about.
Heard of this?
Never heard of it.
Because it's definitely a thing. When I was living in China, they would always do that.
Yeah.
Well, like I know red is a color that Chinese people like, but
that's
I don't
why the Rockets are so popular. They're nothing to yell.
People just wanted underwear.
It's red. Yeah. Red Rockets underwear.
And it just happened to match up.
Yeah.
I do think it's true, though, the Rockets picked, because you know how the Rockets colors were red, yellow, and white? And then when they got Yao Ming, they just dropped the yellow. They just went to red and white.
Ironically, they dropped the yellow once they got Yao Ming. Guys, come on. That's just.
And I think they just went just straight. But they really did do it, I think, to align a little more with
that
China.
That makes sense, yeah.
So, Chinese New Year, what are we doing?
What is everyone doing for Chinese New Year?
What are we doing?
What are we, you and I, doing?
Wait, but the holiday begins at night, the night before? Or it begins?
Like, do people get together on the eve.
Right.
Like, you, people.
Is that when you do fireworks, like in America?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so fireworks
so
on
fireworks
on,
like,
Eve.
Midnight or something. Oh,
Chinese
midnight.
New Year is February 16th.
Okay. Okay, so the eve is February the 15th.
Tomorrow.
That means, like, the night.
The night, yeah. Right. So that's family get together and eat a big dinner.
Who's family? Who's the
my family?
I mean, obviously, but like which
like
household?
Grandparents.
Okay.
Well, usually in China, because we have family from my mom's family and a family from my dad's family, right?
Yeah.
So usually, sometimes we get together, like we have dinner all together.
Okay.
We
so
go to the restaurant. Yeah.
Okay.
Get a big room.
Get the baijiu out.
Oh, yeah. Get the baijiu out. Or sometimes
so
we...
baijiu? I thought we were supposed to get baijiu for this Chinese New Year.
We have some in the hall.
Oh, should we break it out?
Yeah, sure. Get a shot out if you want one.
All right.
Okay.
Go for it.
Let's go take a break right now.
No.
Get it.
We'll get it for the news. How about that? Yeah. We'll get you a shot of baijiu for the news.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Oh, and but sometimes like we kind of like have a deal. This year I'm gonna celebrate. It's like a Christmas here. This year I'm gonna celebrate at my, you know, mom's family with my mom's family, and the next year we'll with my dad's family.
You trade off years.
You trade off. Yeah.
Okay.
Like how married people do for. Do you guys do that for Hanukkah?
Hanukkah? What do you mean?
Do you get together with
nights.
Family?
Oh, we got 8 days, so you can.
But over the course, that's kind of like Chinese New Year. Chinese New Year's. You go to a different person's
7 days,
house
yeah.
For 7 days.
But the New Year,
New
Year's Eve.
7 days?
It's very long.
That's a long time.
No. The whole celebration lasts for 15 days.
Why?
So have you heard of a Lantern Festival?
You don't know this.
Lantern Festival?
I like. No.
Yeah, Lantern Festival is supposed to be the last day of Chinese New Year celebration.
Oh,
but people
man.
Usually have 7 days off.
I could have taken 7 days off in high school and college this entire
doing?
Time. Yeah. I've been wasting this Chinese-ness this whole time.
Yeah.
You
should
okay.
tell them.
You could have said, sorry, it's my culture. No one in America would have said you can't do it if you would have said it's my culture.
That would have been amazing.
Days.
You're offending me.
That's
15.
True, yeah.
Oh.
But you're not out of work?
See,
is that like a...
Well, you get
bad
back
parents.
To work
that's
on the 7th.
Right.
On the 7th day. Or 8th day of Chinese New Year.
That's positive.
People
rest.
Get 1 week off of work, 7 days off of work, but then there's still all these like when's the money day? There's a money day, right? When you light off enough fireworks, you get a lot of money.
Oh yeah, the 5th, I think. The 5th of
the
Chinese New
day?
Year.
Yeah.
Where does the money come from?
The gods.
Like the god, money god.
What?
Your parents. Your parents are the money gods,
no,
right? There
you,
is no money god in China.
No,
it's just a government dropping.
It's like nonstop. Now it's better now in the city because of the pollution. There are regulations within the city, like the urban area. You can't set up fireworks, but still in the suburb, a lot of people do. So there are a few days you have to set up fireworks. First is the Chinese New Year's Eve. I am around midnight. And then I think on the second, for some reason, I think maybe on the fifth, the money god will come to the earth and then people set off fireworks.
Sounds so made up to me.
To attract to him. And then and after
it's
the
like
Chinese New Year, because everything closed for Chinese New Year, during Chinese New Year.
Uh-huh.
So when the shops are reopened, they have to set off fireworks again. Crackers.
So you're not by law,
firecrackers. You're not
allowed,
firecrackers.
They're not allowed by law to have firecrackers other days of the year, as we were saying?
No, you can do it 365 days a year.
You just have to be able to pay the fines. That's
you're allowed to.
No, you're not allowed to.
Yes.
You
if
will
you have
get
Turner's
fine.
Face, you can.
No, we live in the suburb, Turner. We don't live in the city.
This is great for dogs. I would take my dog to live in a place where you can only have fireworks.
Our
three
family
days a year,
live in the
3 days
suburb.
We could poll the audience. But I believe, my experience living in China was that I could set up a fireworks.
You left last
year.
It just changed in the last couple years.
Oh,
the rule just changed.
Once I left,
yeah,
they changed
it. Everything. You're lost in China now.
They waited for me.
I just can't get over this money god thing. Like, the Jews, we wouldn't have that in our butt. That would be like, can you imagine if we had a money god? I'd be,
it's
too at the end of it.
Isn't all of your gods money gods?
It's a little too on the nose.
On the nose, that seems racist too.
Yeah, there is also like a bizarre like a fair in Suzhou, the city I'm from. Maybe in other cities they have that. It's like a certain area, historical streets, like old street, like neighborhood, and then they have street vendors on certain day, and then it is said like the money god will like walk around in that area that day. So a lot of people will go there, hope they can run into him and get lucky, get rich.
Does that ever happen?
What do you mean?
Does it ever run into the money god?
Yeah, do people run
into him? It's not like Santa Claus.
That's a great way to meet girls, just up as a money god. Just wear like a money bag, like the way a bank robber has, like with a dollar sign on it. Or
like the Million Dollar Man?
The Million Dollar Man dresses like
the wrestler?
Ted DiBiase.
Get a Million Dollar belt?
Yes,
and
yes.
Like a jacket with dollar signs?
Just walk, I'm the money god.
Just go around handing out, like licking your thumb and handing out dollar bill, like counting off dollars.
Right. Use counterfeit ones to...
I think there are some stores or like big soup, like a market or something.
That's
we'll
a money
hire
god
actors.
Costume, like a party
yeah.
city.
Yeah.
You got a party idea. City with they, the money god?
They have people dress up in money god in like costumes.
Yo.
I would love to go be the money god for a day.
You'll be there. Why don't you?
I maybe we should. Yeah. We're
dollars. You will be the money god.
I'll report back.
Yeah.
When we come
do it
back.
For the pod.
Well, I got a question. I know it's weird. Like, seems. Oxymoron Chinese labor laws, but like you know how like in America you get like 2 weeks of vacation a year.
Mm-hmm.
In China, because you get a week for Chinese New Year, do you get like a week of other time, or do they not even have time off?
Like, we do. Well, it sounds like a week. I think the actual holiday is 3 days, but you you work on the weekend.
You work on the weekend?
On the week before okay. the holiday, and then you work on another, the weekend of
after.
The week after.
Okay.
So you can have 7 days off in a row.
Okay.
We have that in October, the National Day holiday.
Okay.
And then we sometimes have like 1 day off Tomb Sweeping Day, and then 1 day off
sweeping
Dragon Ball Festival. And then one day off.
Tomb sweeping.
Slow down. Yeah, yeah.
We did talk about that once. I remember this.
Tomb sweeping day is when you go sweep off the graves of your deceased ancestors.
Yes.
I feel like I'm getting like realizing why there are all these movies with like these Chinese tropes. It's like, oh, there was a holiday about that. That's why it's like the sweep the leg, right? That's the. Karate Kid thing.
That's
then,
Japanese.
And then Dragon Ball Z.
Karate Kid.
Dragon Ball Z. Like
Daniel's son.
Hey, Jackie Chan did the remake of the Karate Kid.
Oh, you're right. The remake was in China.
Yeah.
Will Smith's kid.
Will Smith's kid. Yeah.
Will Jaden. Yeah.
Yeah. So wait, you get but you do have to work the weekends before and after, which is like you couldn't do. Yeah. You couldn't make someone work a Sunday here. I feel like that would be a national crisis.
Right, well, not during football season.
I was gonna say, also people go to church.
You go to church. Yeah.
What?
In a religious country.
Okay, what, now I'm just curious. What other Chinese holidays are there? Because so there's
Tomb Sweeping Day.
Because there's like no MLK Day. You know what I mean? Like what?
Martin Luther King Day.
Martin Luther King. Very racist of China not to have MLK.
Oh, I think was
who
it?
Who do you guys celebrate? Like I didn't realize. I didn't know.
Okay,
anything
let's start
China.
With January. Okay, first January, the public
and Chinese
holiday.
New Year?
Yeah, we the first day off January, the New Year, we have day off.
Oh, okay,
just like our New
Year's. Yeah,
day.
And then Chinese New Year.
Watch the ball games.
Paying respect to us. Which is why I think if they take our New Year's off, we should take Chinese New Year off in
America.
Right.
It's not New Year. It's like the world.
It's America. Ours.
It's America's New Year.
It's America's.
The countdown is in New York.
I thought your New Year is Christmas.
I feel like America owes China so much money. It's actually we celebrate their New Year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
But I like to take off because I take off for Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and I take off our New Year. And I'm going to take us to Chinese New Year.
I want to take off everyone's.
And it's a Russian New Year.
I'm taking up
about
the Tet holiday. The Vietnamese New Year.
It's like the Tet holiday. The Tet offensive.
Malaysian New Year.
All right.
And then when they dropped the bombs on Pearl Harbor, because that was like fireworks.
That
was
Hawaiian New Year.
Hawaiian New Year.
Because we started
over. We just started celebrating the China-Japanese War.
You guys celebrate that? I feel like that's the wrong word.
No, the day they surrendered, we celebrate that day. Yeah. Remember September
Japanese,
something?
Did we win or lose that war? I really.
We won.
China and America and Russia were the allies.
Oh,
wait,
cool.
which war are we talking about? You're talking about the
World War II.
World War II.
Oh.
Yeah, we're part of it.
Oh.
China fought Japan.
But, okay.
But you called it the Chinese-Japanese War.
Yeah, that was a
That's not
right. It's the war against
Japanese
aggression.
That's not how I learned
aggression.
It in my textbooks.
Yeah, it's part of it.
What was it called in China, the Chinese-Japanese War?
Like Kangzhenzhen. Sino-Japanese War. That's how it's called.
Sino-Japanese.
Like yeah, Sino-Japanese War.
It's called World War II.
Celebration.
Wait, that's a holiday?
That's a new
in
one?
In China?
Yeah, it's a holiday to like help people,
fuck
to
yeah,
educate
China.
People.
Yeah.
I mean, in Russia, they celebrate
the holiday.
In Russia, I'm pretty sure there's a holiday for the day that the Germans surrendered or the day.
Well, we don't have like a day that the Nazis surrendered. We don't celebrate that in America.
But I'm saying they do celebrate that in.
That is a day that, I mean, like I know I've heard of it, but I don't know. Yeah, you're right. We don't celebrate
it. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Like Veterans Day is the closest day, I guess.
No, I think because like
we've been
forgetting.
We act like we've been there before, you know? we win wars.
We can't celebrate it every time. Win a war, there'd be no.
July 4th is kind of that, but you know.
So, so January, we have the new year. I call
then,
the American New Year.
Yeah,
but
and then
whatever.
The Chinese New Year.
Potato, potato. February, we have Black History Month. China celebrates, right?
Isn't there a Chinese Valentine's Day? I know.
Oh, yeah, there
I
is.
Do.
Is there a Chinese Valentine's Day too?
August.
Yeah, because my wife was once in China during the Chinese Valentine's Day.
Yeah, there
so
is.
So I sent
Chinese
her flowers.
You
then.
Did?
And then.
Oh, my gosh.
I think. Or she was there for. She was there for something I went and sent her flowers for. And then I was like on a mailing list of all Chinese holidays. So then I knew about Chinese Valentine's Day.
Is one. Yeah. So if you. Yeah, you can get. Wow, you really.
I think I did send her Valentine's
Day. Above and beyond.
Yeah, she used to go to China for like a month, so you know, at least I send her flowers.
I know, she'd hang out with me.
Yeah. And what else? What are the holidays we got?
May is like a May.
Labor Day.
Labor Day. Right?
Oh, you guys have
May
a Labor Day.
Day. Well, they do like May Day.
Later.
Right?
Also, Labor Day.
Yeah. That's
and like then June the 1st, we have the. A Children's Day.
I was going to say, Children's Day is a big one. Teddy Kaplan would like this.
Yeah.
I thought you said Trojan's Day.
Children's Day. Holiday.
Children's Day?
Well, Day. Yeah, only the kids, like kindergarten children, will have like some celebration.
Okay.
When we were in elementary school, we can have like half day off or something. Right. Or like a field trip.
I feel like if there was Children's Day, like that's the one like joke all parents have in America is when kids are like, there's Mother's Day, Father's Day, when's Children's Day? And you know what parents say? Children's Day is every day. Right. That's what my parents.
What do you do for Children's Day? You just the kids just get to do whatever they want.
They get to eat crayons.
They can get one B.
Yeah, they can get some better snacks and some performances, and then maybe like parents can come do like interactive activities. Yeah, field trips I just mentioned.
It
depends on the school.
Do they have a Father's Day and Mother's Day?
We start celebrating, but we don't have.
But it's not like a tradition.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Yeah,
but it's always been a tradition to have Children's Day.
It is.
Okay.
See?
It's because children are not celebrated at all in China except for one day a year. And then mothers and fathers only celebrated one day
a year. That's not true.
In America.
It's only child. Kids are celebrated every day.
Sibling day, but yeah. Sounds like a holiday for Sandusky or something. I don't know.
So July 1st, that's a party.
It's just a party?
The party is holiday. No, the, not the party. The government party.
The communist party.
Communist party.
But is that a holiday where
awesome
you get time
party.
Off?
The communist
that's
party.
Not... June the 1st is not... Not everyone gets a day off. July the 1st, not... August the 1st, also is my birthday.
Oh.
Shout out if you want to send present to me.
Is that a holiday in the country?
Is there a kneeling
it's not a holiday. It is a holiday, but it's a day, but it's not a holiday. People don't get that day off.
Wait, why doesn't everyone get Communist Party day off? Is it like Taiwan doesn't get it off, but everyone else does? Or
what's Taiwan?
Oh, wait. We don't recognize Taiwan in this podcast.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
Okay, here's a good one. March 8th, Women's Day. Women get a half a day off work.
You're right. Yes.
Yeah. Wait, they give it Women's Day, but you get half a day off?
Yeah, women.
Can't get the full day off?
Sometimes they get
someone's
like.
Someone's got to go home and start cooking early.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, we have some government state-owned departments in China. Well, there are unions, right? Or like human resources.
China?
Yeah, they are. Human resource department. They will buy some like flowers or some like cakes, and they give it to the women.
The ladies love the flowers.
Employers.
The is there a men's day too?
No. Unfortunately.
See,
well, it's because there are much less women in China, so they can afford to get, like, women have half a day, but if all the men...
are there less women?
was that too much?
No, it's because it's not... you asked about the labor laws, though, right? Okay, so there's all the laws are on the books, just like our laws are on the books for unions and all that stuff, but that doesn't mean there's not, like, dirty factory owners way out in the middle of nowhere in China who are like, screw all these laws, I'm not paying anybody anything, you know? Okay. But in major cities along the East Coast and everything, it's pretty by the book. You have to pay all the, you know, you have to pay all the
people
same benefits.
But sometimes I think because it depends on, like, the size of the company. It's, like, compulsory. You have to have a union.
Okay.
In the company, yeah.
That's
but
like
they don't, because I'm, well, I would say like a lot of companies in my city are pretty good. So the unions are not doing anything. So their job is just like, well, it's time.
Compliance. Yeah.
No, it's time to buy some flowers to send it to the women.
That's what union does?
That's what union does.
Buys the flowers. That's actually a great job.
The union dues. So like, honey, I didn't buy you flowers for your birthday, but I contributed my union dues.
As a member of the CCP, I want to make sure that we still support you.
Yeah.
Your cap just comes home shocked from work. Wait, they didn't get you flowers?
I told them to get you the orchids that you like.
Why am I paying my dues?
Yeah.
Right.
So everyone in the country, like all the women, are all getting the same flowers, same day?
It's union
like
flowers?
The flowers all look alike.
Communist flowers. It's
just
three
a
red,
picture.
Three white roses.
Yeah.
It's a common practice because it doesn't cost a lot of money, but a lot of companies who have, you know, have money, have a big budget, so they will buy something nicer, like a gift card.
Oh.
Like a supermarket gift card. A
supermarket.
yeah.
So they can cook.
Buy groceries.
So they can buy stuff. Yeah, groceries.
They get the time off so they
can
go to the supermarket and then come
like
home.
They don't have Lululemon or something?
I remember
we
like company.
That, so that's why.
What about work dinners for Chinese New Year? Like, when you were working?
It's really like almost every company, doesn't matter the size.
Okay.
The company, the human resource department or the boss will organize a Chinese dinner, like get together
like
before
Chinese
the
New
Chinese
Year.
New Year, before everyone leave
like
for their hometown.
A company party.
Yeah.
Yeah, company
it's their
party.
Christmas party.
Yeah,
exactly.
It is. Mm. Christmas party.
Are they still allowed
we
to?
We would, at Softy, the first year, I made the mistake.
Softy holiday party, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Legendary.
It got wild. I made the mistake of having an open bar. When half of our employees were drivers who had to drive ice cream trucks home. That was a bad idea.
How many people crashed?
No, one guy crashed on his bicycle. No one crashed their cars.
Right.
Because they were all like long distance truck driver type guys, you know, so I feel like they could handle their booze.
Okay.
One guy who's like one of the office managers or something crashed his scooter going home.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I think his girlfriend was
not
too happy.
When you just start the business, I think they were not like drink and drive. Because they were like drunk and drive.
You
wait,
be
remember?
Drink and drive, which is not be
no,
too
no,
drunk.
No, I think I know what you're saying. You mean like the like now it's zero tolerance.
Exactly.
Literally, you can have zero alcohol. They didn't
cut,
have a blood alcohol out. Level. Before that, they had, it was like some high, relatively, a few beers. I don't know what it was, okay. You know? Yeah. But also, like, you never heard stories of people getting pulled over.
Right.
In the old days. Like, when I was first out there. And so everybody was just like, it was.
Did they ask you to recite the Chinese alphabet?
backwards.
They actually just shine a light on your face, and if your face is pink, they're like, all right. Come on in with us.
Recite all 5,000 characters.
Yeah.
A minimum of 5,000.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. So, but that was a big day. And I remember, I think the first year, I got everyone gifts for Chinese New Year. And then they all, like, I wouldn't say they complained, but they all told the HR person, like, we really just wanted money.
Money, yes.
You have an HR
money.
Person? You had one?
Yeah, you had to.
Oh.
Every company had to have.
Oh,
have
and
an
also.
HR and an accountant.
And also, Lucky Draw is also a big thing.
Lucky
draw at the Chinese New
that
Year
Eve
dinner.
That means a raffle.
Oh.
Well, no, I mean, like, I think British people call it lucky draw or something. There's certain words that,
right,
like, influence, in English, influence China by the British, and certain words that influence them by Americans. We definitely lost that one because we say raffle, but they say lucky draw.
So usually
we're in July.
Yeah, we're in July. Okay.
Your birthday.
But go back to the raffle.
Oh. The raffle.
So they give away, like,
so they, tons. There is a secret gift, like, no one knows. A secret prize, no one knows. Usually the boss will prepare it. So they will tell everyone what are the prices, you know. So right. Big companies, like, I used to work for hotels, so there are, like, 200, 300 people. So they use, like, the computer apps. So they just, like, click on the
randomizer or something.
Yes. And then so the name will pop out and, oh, this is the first, fourth prize. This is the second prize. And then the biggest prize is some, right? It's like a 2,000 kuai, which is like $150 or something. Oh, no, that's not $150.
It's like $300.
$300, exactly. So, everyone, when it's done, like everyone, someone's happy, someone's not happy, but when the lucky draw is done, and then the boss will, like, I have something, like, I would like to take out, you know, the money from my wallet to give it to another person or something.
It's like an encore.
To make another prize.
Yes. Do you think that was really their money?
Yeah.
Really the boss's personal money?
Yeah.
I never did that.
Yeah, you didn't do
it. It is.
Maybe I was a bad boss.
Yeah. You are.
HR complaint.
I mean,
it's supposed to be your
gifts instead
your own
of money.
One.
No one ever told me, though. I feel like someone should have said, right?
You should know.
I like to blame other people, not myself. And so I would say that someone should have told me.
You should write a handbook for just like new bosses in China and be like, hey, these are the things that you need to know.
That's a good idea.
A handbook.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to.
Do you eat special foods or what do you?
Basically, I think that just same people and you just eat dinner, get together at different houses every day.
Every day. And then what do you do in the day since you're off from work? You just hang out?
You don't work.
Just right. Like try to, because it's a lot of drinking. So right. You're trying to like get over your hangover.
Right.
And then it's like a wave of right. Like, you know when you get stuck in an undertow and the wave just keeps coming?
Stuck, but
oh, that's a great analogy.
That's what
perfect.
The like, because it's like drinking maybe like starting like 3 p.m, you know?
Right.
And so it's coming
it's like
and then you're like,
and
then you have the hangover and you're like, I'm almost over. Whoopsh, whoopsh. And so it's a week of partying, man. It's pretty fun.
But let me say something. The women usually are the designated drivers.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We don't really get to drink.
No. Oh, can't take a cab?
We can, but.
Yeah, why not? Uber, DD.
Is there
Uber
this
in year,
China?
We're going to do it.
Sounds good.
Yeah, there are. Okay. There are another company called DD.
Okay.
Local company.
You can't go back. If you have 7 days, though. The men can't be like, all right, I'm going to sit this one out. You can drink tonight. I'll drive.
I'm going to have to this year because I have health issues. I don't think I can drink every day.
Oh, okay. Oh. They're going to be disappointed at you not drinking.
Oh, right.
What's going on with your health?
Well, drinking in China is not.
Episode. I have back problems.
Drinking will help that. It'll make your back feel much better. That's
Well, no, we can trade off. I'll drive and then you can
drink. Sounds good.
Crazy American Moors.
All right. Anything else about Chinese New Year? Should we get to the news?
Any other good holidays the second half of the year I got to be on the lookout for?
August, is there a
September,
Halloween?
October.
Old people's day, seniors.
Old people's day.
Yeah.
How old do you have to be to count for that?
Like
45.
Oh, you're like
44. That's
60, 65, 70. Now I feel like the standard is really high now. Like 70 that. Or 80 is supposed to be.
It's just sort of like you have to look old. It's not like a natural.
Does HR really get look. Every old person like a coffin?
Do they give a half day off? Or like they just...
I mean, like those people are retired, aren't they?
Oh, okay.
Dragon Boat Festival is a big one.
Dragon Boat Festival. That's true.
What's that?
June 18th this year.
All right.
That's when everyone jumps in a boat that looks like a dragon and they paddle around. And then that's it.
They eat the rice dumplings.
Oh.
Zongzi.
And they eat rice dumplings.
Wait, so there's a dragon ball festival and a dragon boat.
No,
oh, okay. Just
sorry. Dragon boat.
I thought she said there was a dragon ball festival, yeah. And I was so excited. I was like, awesome, "Yo, this thing is amazing." China sounds dope.
Dragon boat sounds cool too, though.
Whoop. Dragon boat's cool. It's like a what are those boats? That go along the river in Boston.
Gondolas.
No, like the races, like the Harvard
kayak,
kayak,
canoe, yeah.
Rowing.
Rowing. What are those boats called? Rowboats?
Rowboats.
Wow. You are lost in America for sure. That is.
It's basically like rowboats.
Right. But it's more laid back.
The last one of the year, according to this calendar, is Double Ninth Festival, which I've never actually, I don't
double
know.
Double Ninth?
That's old seniors.
Chun Young.
Double Festival. Ninth.
That's old
yeah.
person. What
that's
is Double old, Ninth? What does that mean?
I'm keep telling you. It's Old People's Day.
Old People's
Seniors Day.
But what's the significance of Double Ninth?
Double Ninth because it's on the 9th of September on Chinese calendar.
That was also the day that the Dreamcast came out in 1999.
So oh, there you go. That's probably why it is. That makes more sense. All right. Yeah. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy Chinese New Year.
Anybody, wait, what do you guys have to promote?
Yeah. I have a new Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, what is it?
It's now Hi Misha Han.
You're saying hi
last
to
time it was Mike Not Really.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And now it's Hi Misha Hans, because I'm from Hawaii, but also, hey, it's Misha.
Yeah. Oh, that's better. Yeah. Oh, yeah. How's, I know this has been a while now, but how's everything going? Do you have friends in Hawaii that
were. Are they still underground?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're still in hiding.
With the false alarm, nuclear attack, ballistic missile.
So I found out it was nothing was happening before the actual thing was happening, but a lot of people were making jokes and. Other people were not so happy about it.
People believed it for real, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
My mom sent a really passive-aggressive text message.
Saying what?
Like, we're going to die. I hope you're happy.
Happy doing your comedy.
Oh, I was like, happy Chinese New Year.
Did you
all right?
know about it when it happened or no?
No, I found out about it later.
After the 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So her passive-aggressive text really made no sense then, if you're just like...
Well, it made sense, because I was like, oh, this is what you're doing when you know you're going to die.
Right,
oh, my gosh.
How's everything? Anything else in your past year since the last Chinese New Year when we?
Oh, I this is the first year I've been thankful for racism.
Oh, there you go.
Why? Elaborate.
So I just got a job in accounting with no experience whatsoever. Like my resume,
because you look like you're good with numbers.
Literally, I think that's it. Like my resume says I studied writing for TV and film, and I've worked at call centers.
Yeah.
But my face says he'll figure this out.
Okay? Yeah.
This
is-
Wow. So if anyone needs an accountant,
we might need a new
tax season.
If Gary Sparks ever retires as our accountant to the pod, you could be a new one.
Absolutely.
Misha Han. All right. Yay. What about you? What do you have to promote?
So, cooking class. Still Chinese cooking classes.
Cooking
I'll be
Yaya.
Back. I'll be back in New York on the 21st of February. So start booking your classes. Cookingwithyaya.com.
Check it out, everybody.
Check it out.
All right. Let's get to the news. With the news, Misha and Kaplan have Baijiu shots.
Ooh, yeah, because we're the men here.
Those stink.
Oh, they do.
Mao Tai.
It's gonna be.
That's
terrible.
A big shot too.
I'm not gonna do this whole. This is like a double shot, and I'm gonna
it's
do
a
like
double shot. Yeah.
I'm gonna drink like.
It looks like a double shot.
It's confirmation. So Misha did the pouring, but what do you say? What do you say? Cheers.
Ganbei.
Ganbei. Ganbei. Misha taking. Ooh, both of you guys did a half. Misha. Oh. Misha did a half a shot.
You know what?
Like he wanted to do the full one in one swig. It didn't all go down.
Wasn't as bad as I remembered. I'm gonna do more.
Misha took a second half. Then he got it all down. Now he's pounding
gross.
Water.
Here we go. L'chaim.
Kaplan got it all down.
If he says L'chaim, he can do it.
All right. Yeah, exactly. And now he's taking water, too. How does it taste going down?
The first sip, I was like, you know what? That wasn't so bad. I could drink the whole thing in once. And the second sip, it was so bad.
Well, here's the thing. So what I've noticed in China, people do, older guys who drink it, they drink it with food. They'll have a full glass, but sip it. No one really shoots it like a shot. Yeah.
Huh. I might throw up all of our Emmy Award-winning sound studio here.
So. All right. Well, first news story of the week. Take a look at these shoes. I don't read about them. Nike's Chinese New Year basketball shoe is unveiled.
They're red.
This comes to us from sneakernews.com, Kaplan.
Yeah, of course.
One of Nike's biggest beginnings of the New Year's of the year projects, along with Black History Month, is the celebration of Chinese New Year. Hmm. The argument can be made that Kyrie Irving's signature line entitled CNY is the most important sneaker in swoosh basketball. To describe
history?
History.
Kyrie Irving was the player they went with for the Chinese New Year?
I guess, yeah. Wouldn't they have gone with Jeremy Lin?
I mean, he's Adidas.
Oh.
I like how you know that.
Of course I know that, okay? I'm thinking of switching over.
Misha has season tickets to the Nets based off of...
I know, I should have come to you for Nets tickets.
I actually have a poster of Jeremy Lin signed now. There's a comic that, didn't want it. Like, he won it at a game with a seat upgrade. And he was like, hey, does anybody want this? And I was like, yes.
Amazing.
I want it so badly.
So let me describe the shoe. Starting with the floral arrangement that blooms through its black midfoot swoosh. The same floral aesthetic makes its way onto the tongue and insole in the same way blooming. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. It's a red shoe with red flowers over the Nike swoosh. What do you think of it? Do you like it?
It looks so ugly.
Let's start with Misha. Would you wear this to play basketball?
I wouldn't, but that's because it looks like it's made out of felt. I don't...
It's like red. Yeah, it's like red felt. You can't really tell it's Chinese. I don't know. Yeah, what do you think?
What it looks like embroidery. That's it. Does it say anything Chinese on the tongues? What's on the...
On the tongue? No,
it says one thing Chinese. It's made in China somewhere.
It says K.I.
It says K.I., Kyrie Irving. Yeah. Oh. It just says his name. But the shoe's called the CNY. So there you go. I don't know how popular that's going to be.
I don't know.
I think all the brands are like designers brand, like Louis Vuitton and Gucci, and then they are making like keychains of like shaped like dogs.
Oh, who's making that?
Like... A lot of companies, even like the cosmetic companies, they're making makeups, like lipsticks, with the prints, like dogs on it.
For Chinese people?
Mm-hmm.
American companies?
Yeah. But I guess they were like sold, they're sold in China.
Everybody's trying to cash in, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to get that money.
We're trying to cash in.
Exactly. Yeah.
We need some Chinese New Year merch.
All right. Pod. Next news story of the week from
shirts? No, we need them.
What?
No, we need shirts? Chinese New Year merch for this pod.
Next news story of the week. This comes to us from theweek.co.uk. Chinese New Year 2018. Donald Trump, beware of the year of the dog.
Is that his birthday?
Well, let's read on. Chinese horoscopes say that the year of your birth sign is actually the most unlucky.
Uh-oh. Turner.
This might be fake news. So famous people born in the year of the dog, such as Prince William, Kate Middleton, Madonna, and Bill Clinton, need to watch out and avoid. This says avoid red and the numbers 1, 2, 1, 3, and 9. It also is bad news for U.S. President Donald Trump, who was born in 1946, also the year of the dog.
Wait, so you're supposed to avoid? It's a way of conflicting...
I don't know.
I told him to wear red.
Everyone in China says you wear red.
Yeah.
These people in the United Kingdom says you're supposed to avoid red.
I don't know. Are they talking about?
I trust my wife.
Good answer. That's a very good answer.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't trust theweek.co.uk. Fake news.
How do you feel about sharing the same sign of Bill Clinton and Donald Trump?
This is more of the liberal media being against our president, and I don't appreciate it. I'm happy that, Prince William...
If you ever meet President Trump, you have not something to talk to him about.
I know, we're both Year of the Dog.
You got to play Fuck, Marry, Kill with that list.
Okay.
Prince William and Kate are fans of Madonna, I don't know. How old is she? Like, she's like 100. She might be the same age as Trump, actually.
Madonna's younger. 70? She's a lot younger than Trump.
No, 1946?
She's not. She's
going to be a multiple of 12, so it's either 48
she's at least 12
or
years younger than him.
60. Yeah.
This is a good way to figure out how old people are.
So probably 48, I'm guessing.
No, she's 60.
She's 60?
She's
True
60.
Blue came out in 1984.
She's,
60,
yeah. She's probably born in 1958. That would be she's 60 years old.
Yeah. Wow. That's,
well, here I'm and depressed. Now they're running down the list of things that. Do you want to hear what people? It says also it's the Earth dog because this is somehow the year of the Earth.
Could be.
What does that mean? Do you know?
I don't know.
Oh,
is that a real thing? The year.
Yeah,
the,
yeah, yeah. It said that there's like two, like the. It, I mean, in this article, according to these people in the United
Kingdom, like the five elements,
yes.
Like Earth,
yeah.
Water, gold, wood.
The intern confirmed it.
Something else.
Intern confirmed. She
fire,
is
maybe.
59 turns.
Fire,
60,
fire. So. You're right.
Happy birthday, Madonna.
So it's the year of the Earth plus the year of the dog. So Earth dog is what I guess I am. People born as an Earth dog, good name for a band.
Yeah.
Are said to be communicative.
That's you.
Is that me?
Do you talk to? That's a
serious.
Oh,
I don't think that's me.
No.
And responsible in the workplace. I think I am right here in the in-studio.
Yeah, you're very responsible.
I'm very responsible.
I think we talked about earlier in the pod, what a bad boss you are.
Oh, yeah, no, but as an employee, I'm great.
Oh,
as an employer.
All right.
Yeah, I let people drive home drunk. They are also, here's more, faithful, loyal, smart, straightforward, and with a strong sense of responsibility. But on the negative side, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Forgettable.
This is going to make you happy. Likely to be self-righteous.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cold.
Oh, yeah.
No, no.
Terribly stubborn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Slippery.
Slippery.
Slippery? What does that mean?
I don't know what that means.
Are you doing couples counseling at this point? What is going on?
Critical of others.
That's a very general terms in.
I feel like we have to charge more per
You know
hour.
What they did? I think this article hates Trump, and they're trying to, like, reverse engineer that he's like he's bad because he's a dog.
Of all the things you can use to write negative things about Trump, I don't think you got to go this deep.
Earth dog.
You don't have to go call him Earth dog.
Yeah, you're right. How about just go with what he tweets?
Yeah, yeah. Just go with the simple. It's right in front of you.
They're using a fortune cookie to be like, oh, you go and die.
Last news story of the week from CNBC, Kaplan.
All right.
Shanghai Disneyland visitors top 11 million in its first year, blowing past.
It's the first year?
Expectations.
Yeah. I thought it's been there a while.
Yeah, no. Well, this article's from a few months ago, but.
No.
Still. 11 million visitors in its first year.
You guys went, right?
We went.
Did.
What'd you think?
Great.
Yeah, you loved it.
I think, yeah, it was
and
great.
And she's an expert. She worked at Disney.
Yeah, I know. Disney. She's a Disney mole.
Yeah. It's great.
My kids just keep asking me to go back. It's really.
To Disney Shanghai?
No, to Disney World.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You got to go to Disney
Shanghai. I should stay in Disney Shanghai. That'll
you should.
That'll
Shanghai's
teach them
good.
When we go out there for the pod.
Doing a live podcast from Disney Shanghai.
That would be great.
Do you have Daisy Duck there?
I think it's fantastic. It says at 11 million visitors, Shanghai would rank in the middle of Disney's park, slightly outperforming Disney's park in Paris. So ahead of Disney's park in Paris. It's a little bit below. It's below the U.S. parks, but it's way more people than the Hong Kong park.
Yeah.
Apparently Hong Kong's not doing that well.
Yeah, no. Hong Kong's small. The park is very small.
Do they have the castle and all of them?
They do. Yeah, a small mini castle.
Yeah, they have everything. They have Downtown Disney, but they call it something different.
Do they have all the same rides like Thunder Mountain and
similar rides.
Okay.
But they call different names. Yeah.
Slightly different names.
Do they have booze?
They have Soaring Over Horizon.
What's that?
Which is soaring over California in
Disneyland.
Oh, do they do like their own China version of that?
China version,
so it's like you go through the Great Wall
and then Pearl, Forbidden City. The Bond.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
It's cool.
You know what they don't have, though? I bet they do not have the Hall of Presidents.
They don't have the Hall of Presidents.
It's
of,
just one president.
Did you see? You know, this is a bit of a follow-up to a very early pod when I talked about the Hall of Presidents, but... Did you see that somebody was like heckling the Donald Trump thing is now fully functional.
Well, explain what the Hall of Presidents is.
So yeah, there's the Disney World.
I know, I've been there. The pavilion, American pavilion. There's like a Orlando. Yeah, like a rotating stage, right?
It's the history of the presidency.
The president gives speeches, right?
They have like famous presidential speeches throughout the history. And then when I was there. Obama was still the president, but Trump had been elected.
Wait,
so,
is Trump's speech just Mexicans are rapists?
Well, so I watched it online because I was curious about this because they give each president who gives like a famous speech and then they have like, it was like a very famous Obama speech. I forget what it was, but, I was thinking at the time, what are they going to do with Donald Trump here? And there was a lot of controversy. They thought about like ending the ride or something.
Yeah. So
and if you look at, first of all, I saw the video online. If you look at the Trump one, it almost looks like they thought Hillary was going to win. And then they just like attached on orange hair.
It does.
It doesn't look that much like Trump. It looks like a woman they made into a man.
Or I thought it looked like Louis Anderson to me. It's just like a fat guy who could be a woman.
But I watched it online because somebody posted. They were all proud of themselves, so they like
got thrown out for heckling. Like, this is what you're doing with your time. You're going to the Hall of
Presidents. You're heckling a fake, a robot?
A robot Donald Trump. But I watched the speech. I think they took his inauguration speech, and they just took, like, a part of it. Where it's, like, the most harmless part, where you're just, like, very, very general terms. Because you're, like...
What if he was like, there's good people on both sides?
Yeah. I mean, like, because it's the kind of thing where, like, if there was a horrible tragedy in America, you would expect Trump to give a speech that was written by someone else, obviously, that could be used in this scenario.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been that, thankfully. But, like, I did not know, like, how this whole – because the whole thing is, like, it's very, like, to teach kids about the history of the presidency, and it's very – and you and each president talks, all the other presidents look on very approvingly.
Yeah.
So now when Trump it made sense in the vein of Obama standing there and like
they Bushes were there and
everyone, Abraham Lincoln, everyone's and now it's like weird because Obama's like in the back a little bit.
Of course, he's Trump's in the back.
I kind of want to go just to see this.
Yeah, it's actually better now, right? It's like kind of more exciting.
It's more exciting for sure.
So yeah, everyone should go. But I'm sure do they have like the Mao?
No.
I don't think they had the Hall of Leaders. Or
so it's like basically Hall of the. That attraction is in Epcot, right?
Right.
Yes. But in Shanghai right now, there's only one park, which is like the Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
So there's only like the kids' stuff.
Right.
The kids' rides and a castle. So yeah. Nothing well, is, political.
Well,
nothing
this is Magic Kingdom. This it's in, but it's like an old.
Oh, it's a Magic Kingdom.
It is a Magic Kingdom, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, do they have white princesses there?
That's what I was, you know.
Oh, that's a good question.
Or is there like an Asian belle? Because
I don't remember.
You know, I went. To Disney
they
World.
They probably hire like
they were white.
White people to play the princess.
I think I remember, yeah. I mean, it didn't
and
really.
She has to have like fluent Chinese. Oh, that's a tough one.
Well, we did go see, which we talked about on the pod before, but we did go see the Captain Hook, or what was it? The Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah.
In Chinese.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, in Chinese. Like Jack.
I mean,
Sparrow.
Jack
you know, when
Sparrow.
I took the kids, though, like Mickey Mouse we met, yeah. So Mickey's. Like, I saw him speak five different languages to, like, different... The wow. Mickey in America
wow,
is ready.
America.
A kid from Brazil came up. He started speaking Portuguese. I was like, they were like, those Mickeys are higher. So,
man,
I would imagine they...
Did they get him from Times Square?
But when I went, it was, like, before my daughter was really into... didn't even know what Frozen was.
I thought you were going to say Spanish, so you could attest to
I don't... I imagine the Frozen princesses have to be... I think they're white, but I don't know. It's Frozen...
Well, the so at the Pirates of the Caribbean, everybody was Chinese except for they found like one white guy to be like the main bad guy.
But he speaks Chinese.
He did speak Chinese.
He speaks
you're right.
Chinese only like when he's
it's like a bilingual
saying the name. It's very English, like Jack Sparrow. But
yeah.
Other than that, he's spoke Chinese.
Basically, what we're describing right now is Joe Schaefer's future.
Okay. I was thinking that.
He'll
I was
the,
like, that is
the one white guy in the Pirates of the
if
Caribbean.
Joe Schaefer
in
gets a job in Disney World Shanghai.
Yeah.
That'd be great for the pod.
Definitely that'd be great for the pod.
Correspondent.
Exactly.
He could play a lot of roles. I could see him as Mickey or. Yeah.
He could do it all.
He's versatile.
All right. That is all. Yeah. Thanks for doing it. Misha
happy
Han,
to do it.
Thank you for being on the podcast.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Thanks for being up.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy
Short
New Year.
Group of repeat guests.
Happy Year of the Dog.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing this every year now.
You
Misha,
are a guest every year on New Year's.
Yeah, you come back every year.
And each year you're going to know less and less about your culture.
I can't wait to learn
about.
Because
I swear you know less than you knew last year.
You really do know less.
Honestly, you know what it is? There's a real Chinese person here, so I can't fake it.
Right.
Okay? Yeah, I know.
Yeah, if I go back and re-listen to last year's pod, I'm sure you were just saying things
you're
that
like
we were
way
like,
more
oh,
confident.
Literally, you would have no idea if it's a lie or not. So I was like, I'm just going to lie to
next
these
next year,
white
we're
people.
Going a step up. We're getting a Chinese person who doesn't speak English.
Oh.
To be all three of you.
So you're going
to
get my dad's new wife? Is that
whoa. Shout out.
Shout out.
Shout
that
out to
is,
Winnie.
That is all.
Is that her?
Shout out. Of course it's Winnie. Are you kidding me? That's amazing. That's like a top three Chinese name. All right, that's all. Cap, what should we do in the year of the dog?
Get lost.
Get lost.
Get lost.
Get lost.
Your pancakes.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Let's raise a glass. Here's to you, dear. Now I was hoping that I'd find you here just to wish you a happy new year. Kiss me pretty, kiss me pretty. When that ball drops on New York City, when that clock strikes, I'll pull you.
just to wish you a happy new year. I'll quit smoking, I'll quit eating, I'm not joking, I'll quit cheating, I'll quit cursing, I'll quit drinking, I'll be a better person. But tonight I'm thinking, let's get shit faced. Let's get shit faced. Let's get in trouble. Let's get out of this place. And I'll have faith in the coast that you clear. Say you love me. Happy New Far. We can crawl on our knees. What we're feeling, we can't do here. Sexual healing. Happy New Year. I know you're thinking, I must be crazy. Don't sweat that small stuff. Kiss me, baby. Yeah, it's September, but with you here, every night is a happy new year. A happy new year, a happy new year. Let's raise a glass, cheers to you, dear. I'm so glad that
save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.